It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O. The magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Yes.
Yeah?
I think all of our headphones got turned up.
Yeah, they did.
A bit. Just a bit.
Somebody came in here and sabotaged this place. Who was?
Who done it?
Is that better?
Mine are okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Hey, if you're watching on the webcam, we have tried to reposition so that you can see all of us.
Yes.
Yay.
Also, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, everyone.
It also happens to be day one of our Static Radio Share-a-thon, and we couldn't be happier about that. It's time for you to tell us how you love us. And of course, like any good American, should tell you how you love them monetarily, of course.
Okay, listen.
Our love language is gifts.
Our love language is gifts. And the gifts need to be money this time. We are doing our 20,005th annual.
Yeah.
Share-a-thon.
And thankfully, that means that we've been doing them well in the past because we're still here.
We're still here, but you never know. We are teetering on the edge of non-existent. Every day. You never know with this guy and with that lady over there. So, I need you people to call in.
Yep.
And we have a goal. What's our goal?
Our goal is 100 new monthly donors.
A monthly donor here is called a Klingon.
Yep.
Because that's funny because of static electricity.
Yes.
In case you didn't get the joke.
Yeah.
Static electricity.
Yeah.
Will make things cling to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably happened to you before. Maybe you just took out a new load of laundry right out of the dryer.
There you go.
Yeah.
And all the stuff just stuck to you.
Yeah.
Your hair started standing up.
Maybe you put on your dress for the day, you went to walk out the door, and you realized that you looked like someone had wrapped you in saran wrap.
Yep. There you go. And when you touched the doorknob, shock!
Yeah.
Truth.
So give us your money, and you will be that shock.
Phone lines are open. We have operators standing by, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We've got CDs. Woo! We've got iPhone cases. We've got a bunch of different things, and our operator will tell you all about what
goodies
you can get by donating to Static. Static!
Hello, it's Joanne and Annie.
Hey,
Joanne. Joanne.
Y'all sounded really tired, so I thought I'd come pick you up, but I'm really tired, too, so I don't know how much I'm going to help.
Gosh, we sound tired. That's not good.
We're not tired.
Obviously wide awake.
Why would we be tired this early in the morning?
I know.
I don't know.
That doesn't make sense.
This is our normal time of morning.
I wake up at 3 o'clock every day just to walk around the neighborhood.
Yep.
Finally, I got this job, gave him something to do.
Yeah.
Joelle the Nanny, give some people incentive for why they should donate to Static Radio, being that we're listener-supported. Why do you love Static Radio?
Well, honestly, it's because you guys are hilarious. Okay. And, I mean, Shock Therapy Live, that's helped me in my faith so much. You guys, like, do all kinds of stuff that's going to, like, push you towards the God. And, I mean, you do it in a hilarious way, so...
Thank you.
It makes life awesome.
All right. Thank you. Joelle the Nanny.
Right. You're welcome, guys.
Have a great day.
Thank you,
Joelle. You too.
All right. Apparently we need to wake up.
Hey. All right.
Okay, Jumba Jacks.
Not me.
Bah, bah, bah. What? Come on.
I'm doing a status update on Facebook. I'm having to focus so I can spell correctly.
Okay.
Wow, it's 6:15 and the phone lines are jammed.
All right.
This is unprecedented.
We should take these. Static. Hey, buddy.
Dude, hey, guess what? Me and my family watched yesterday, which was, dude, I cried.
What?
That's Christian Asoy, Rising Sun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's a pretty good story, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know, I don't know, man.
You just wanted to it seems like
that why people need to hook you guys up.
There you go.
Because you guys have people in there, and God. I mean, without you guys, I don't know what the heck I'd be doing from
6 to 10.
I know what you'd be doing. You'd be driving around trying to pretend like your life was good. Just kidding.
Thanks a lot, Mateo.
Oh, I'm so tired. Hey,
but you guys rock. You guys are like a different type of creature. You know, the Bible says we are peculiar people, and you guys definitely are.
Yeah. Got it nailed.
Boom.
You guys are not Westboro.
There you go.
No.
Thank
Hello.
You. That's high praise.
You guys rock, man. You guys are real down to earth, real people, dude. You're not the stereotypical, you know, Christian that people see us to be, you know?
Yeah.
And you guys are just grounded, like, you know what I mean? Like I've never even met you guys, dude.
Yeah.
And it's like, you guys are like super grounded. You can, your heart just seeps through the radio waves. And you guys are the Bombay Shizzle Wizzle.
We need to change that part about never meeting each other. You need to come up here and hang out.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna have to. Believe me, I've talked to my wife. I'm like, dude, when we go to Albuquerque to the zoo, because El Paso Zoo has like some cracked out gorilla, I heard.
Whoa.
That's
like,
what
no,
we
I
need.
Mean, I just, I heard El Paso Zoo is pretty weak, but yeah. Nothing like San Diego Zoo. I gotta give that one up though.
Yeah.
You know, but we're heading out
Shout
there.
Out
we're planning a vacation to go out there and hit up all the little spots out there. And I would definitely love to swoop by and see you guys.
All right.
Man, I hope you can.
Dude, make it so.
We love you, pool boy.
I love you too, man. Later.
All right, later. Pool boy from Cruces. And that's another thing. Calling in, listening every day from Las Cruces, New Mexico. A few hours south of this here city.
Yep.
And, man, we have translators all over New Mexico. It costs money to run this station. To do the things that we love to do. Man, if you love Static Radio, if you were one of those people that said, hey, I really want Mateo to uproot his whole life and move here. Don, right? Right?
Right.
I mean, right?
She's part of that.
She's part of that uprooting.
Oh.
There were so many people that were like, dude, you got to get him on. You got to get him on. And now you're on.
Now I'm here.
And now people,
we need your help.
Have to pay the toll.
There's a toll. It's called a friendship toll.
There you go. The phone lines are open. Our operators are standing by. The phone line phone number is 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Some really rad people have come alongside us to help with the Share-a-thon. We've got CDs from a bunch of different artists. We've got iPhone cases. We've got what else do we have, man?
Gosh, we have so much stuff.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, ladies. David Gatt from Square Root Salon will be in studio talking about an art night that is coming up.
Oh.
Yeah, that he's going to be doing at the salon, actually, to raise money for the homeless.
Yeah.
And so we'll be talking about that as well as their involvement in our fundraiser. So
we're going to talk to Joe Rickard.
Yeah.
Or Rickard.
And we're going to ask him, Joe.
From Red.
How do you say your last name?
Yeah, we're going to set the record straight today.
That's question number one.
He plays bands in a drum called Red. He plays drums in a band called Red. And he just launched with a couple of buddies a clothing company called Stay Easy.
Yep.
And it's pretty popular, and
yeah.
It's super cool, and if you want to be cool, and you want more info on how to maybe get some of that swag,
yeah,
then you'll listen in, because we're going to talk to him later today.
Yeah, we're going to talk to him, and those guys are awesome enough to be part of the Share-a-thon as well, so
yes.
We got a lot going on. Phone lines are open, though. You do need to call in, 1-866-730-4921. Our goal is 100 new monthly donors. We have people that come alongside us every single month who donate monthly. To Static Radio, and let's be honest,
I have
30 bucks.
Don, start singing Angel by Sarah McLachlan.
Please.
Sing it.
In the arms.
Now, if you're watching the webcam, I want you to look at me because I look like the saddest puppy you have ever seen. And Steve-O looks like
That's
the
all
saddest.
I know.
Keep going. And Steve-O looks like the saddest little turtle. He looks like the ugliest, saddest little turtle I've ever seen. Look at that. We are those things, and we need a monthly donation from you. Who can help us out right now? Look at me. Look at this face.
For only $30 a month, you too can support the ministry of Static Radio.
You can save me.
Without that $30, Mateo's puppy could go blind.
Wait a second.
You don't have a puppy.
I don't have a puppy?
Panda.
Don't you bring Panda into this. It's too real. We need your money. Help me. Look at my face.
Oh, man.
Look at my face.
1-866-730-4921 is the phone number. It's the Static Radio Share-a-thon, and we need your help. Coming up at 6:45, we're still going to be rocking birthdays.
Yeah, it's going to be a normal show, but we are definitely going to be begging all morning.
I know what you're thinking. Oh, great. Someone give them the money that they need so we don't have to keep listening to the Share-a-thon. And we agree with you. Please, someone give us the money that we need.
Yeah. There you go.
Here's the thing. When she says we, she means me and her.
1-866-730-4921. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now! Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news. I wore my glasses today because my eyes were tired. Now my face feels like an idiot. You're welcome. White House chefs are affected by the government shutdown. More than 800,000 federal workers were furloughed. That's right, furloughed Tuesday as the federal government shut down.
Mm.
And of the 90 people on the executive residence staff, only 15 people are staying on during the shutdown. Whether this affects White House chef Sam Cass has yet to be seen, but the furloughs do include chefs.
I really thought that it was going to be zombies to shut down the government, and I am just blown away that in reality it is not.
Oh, it was. They're just called politicians. Hey, look out. My comedy is dead. Or is it undead?
Let's see.
Find out how smart your dog is. Finally, a way to prove your dog is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Dognition.
Finally.
Dognition.
Okay.
Is a site that determines how empathetic your dog is, how clever it is at solving problems, and how much it actually understands what you're saying. This will not make your dog be able to do math.
Oh.
Where's the site to show how empathetic your cat is?
Yeah.
Nope, not how a much site. Your cat does not care about you.
That site is called... Not a website, because common sense, cats don't care about people. Cats don't care about people.
They don't.
But we care about cats.
Ugh.
Yes.
Not everybody.
It's because we're trying to be cool enough for them to care about
Yeah.
us.
Right.
That is the life of a cat.
Maybe that's what it is, because
so
I just
true.
Don't care about
we're
impressing
fighting for their
anybody.
Approval.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm done. I don't
Steve-o,
have to,
I love
to impress
my cat.
Anybody.
I'm going to talk to you about something that you guys don't necessarily deal with as much out here that we had to deal with a lot in the South.
Okay.
Hitting a deer.
What?
And, like,
yeah.
driving down the road and
yeah.
a deer running out in front of your car.
That's happened on the way to, like, Colorado a few times,
right.
but I've never
yes.
hit
to
a deer.
Somewhere
but
else.
Not necessarily
saying.
In the Albuquerque area.
Right.
Well, new data out this week shows drivers in West Virginia are the most likely in the country to hit a deer during their vehicular travels,
wow.
although the odds of avoiding such a collision are improving. West Virginia drivers hit more deer, followed by drivers in Montana and Iowa. The data comes from State Farm.
West Virginia.
They obviously never
mama,
met Dave Stovall.
Yeah.
Because for a while there, it's like deer had it out for Dave's vehicles.
Yeah.
They hit like, what, two or three deer in one car, got a new car, and then hit more deer. It's like the deer were going, there he is. There he is. He got a new car. Can't fool me. We've had reconnaissance out on that guy for months.
Amazing.
The deer at the library accessing public records. Tap, 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 tap,
oh
tap, 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 tap.
Oh, my goodness. Six-year-old racks up a $1,600 iPad app bill.
Oh.
A dad in the United
totally
Kingdom
illegal.
Recently discovered that his six-year-old twins, a boy and a girl, charged
wow.
nearly $1,600 worth of in-app purchases while playing games on his iPad in just
oh.
2 days. The man and his wife... received 4 pages worth of charges from Apple
Amazing.
For items like virtual pets and virtual clothing, ranging in cost from $4 to $125.
Oh my gosh.
Apple has refunded the family's bill as a sign of goodwill.
Good job, Apple.
That's nice, Apple. I really
Way
appreciate
to go.
That.
Way to go, Apple.
I think it may be time to check in on the kids on the iPad just every once in a while.
Maybe
yeah.
so. Maybe that iPad shouldn't be a babysitter.
Maybe.
Two men have been fined $2,500 for harassing a moose out for a swim in northwestern Ontario, Canada.
All right.
Two men circled the moose in a boat,
Aww.
And one of the men jumped on its back.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
And one of the cooler stories from today, a fencing instructor uses a sword to foil a robbery.
Ah,
nice.
I see what you did there. Foil. Because the foil
A fencing instructor stopped a robbery last week.
That's
while shopping at a mall in Bellevue, Tennessee.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
He did it with
that's
the very
from.
I know, with the very sword and protective gear he uses to teach class.
Amazing.
The instructor was pulling into the mall parking lot when he noticed two men using pepper spray against a couple.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
Yeah, one of the men stole a woman's purse and tried to get away. Flying into action, the fencing instructor jumped out of his car, grabbed his fencing sword, and took off towards the robbers.
Whoa!
He charged at them while yelling. The robbers completely panicked and dropped everything they stole.
Well, yeah!
They were arrested moments later.
Nicely, that's, yes.
That is the best thing I've heard in a very
Superhero.
Long time.
If you are
Superhero.
A fencing
he said, Hibachi!
Coach, you are a hero today.
Yep.
And if you love fencing, you should call in and donate money to Static Radio.
1-866-730-4921.
Check this out. This is kind of creepy, everyone. I'm going to read this.
All right.
Police are searching for parachutists who landed near Ground Zero in New York. Police in New York are searching for two men who appear to have parachuted onto a lower Manhattan street near Ground Zero before dawn on Monday and disappeared. Two men wearing black suits and black helmets were spotted by a security camera dropping onto a street at 3:07 a.m. Monday. Cameras near the site captured the final descent, but authorities have yet to determine whether the men jumped from a nearby rooftop or out of an aircraft.
Two words. Mission impossible.
That's kind of crazy and creepy and awesome.
They need
that
to
is.
Look
that
into
really
this.
Is. Wow.
Yeah.
And now for the one item of news that I am most excited about in my life. Right now.
Do I need better music?
We need something kind of creepy, but not Halloween.
Something kind of creepy.
So,
but maybe
the beautiful
Halloween.
Gallows.
No, maybe Jaws, something like that.
Wait, stand by. I think I got it.
Everybody stand by.
Something creepy.
If you're driving, pull over for a second.
Yeah, just for a second. Something creepy.
By. Stand by.
Just keep holding.
Barlow Girl, that'll work.
Yeah, how about this?
Perfect. A team of Sasquatch researchers screened what it calls never-before-seen HD video of Bigfoot on Tuesday.
No!
During a news conference, they played several short clips that purported to show various human-like, hairy figures moving about the woods in Kentucky. The group has been collecting data and evidence for the past 5 years.
There is no way Bigfoot is real.
Their effort is known as the Sasquatch Genome Project. During Tuesday's news conference, they played several clips, most of them very short and grainy, that they say is video evidence helping to prove that Bigfoot is real. According to the group, footage captured in Kentucky in 2005 shows a female Sasquatch sleeping. An extended version of the video is expected to be released in a future documentary. You'll see that documentary on the History Channel right after Mermaids.
Yeah.
Megalodon.
Yeah.
And something else.
I'm thinking if the Sasquatch.
Yeah.
If there's a place where it could go undetected up until this point.
Yeah.
I think Kentucky could be it.
Yeah, because it'd be like, that's not a Sasquatch, that's my Uncle Roy.
I just think, you know, you've got those rolling hills. You've got a lot of wilderness in Kentucky. Let's admit it. I mean, how much of Kentucky has been discovered? I don't know if all of it has.
Yeah, I don't know Kentucky at all.
And there's caves.
Never been there, but I do watch Justified, and that's set in Kentucky.
I'm telling you guys.
Yes.
This is what I've always thought. If there's one of those mythical monster things, like, what's it called?
Loch Ness.
Cryptozoology. Like it's monsters or whatever.
Yes,
cryptozoology is the study.
He has really researched this.
Of unknown like animals, like Loch Ness monster, Le Chupacabra,
right?
The ditch witch or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Bigfoot is the one that's most likely. If there is one, that one.
All right,
that's the one that could be real.
There's no way. Did you see Harry and the Hendersons when you were a kid? Is that why you think this could be real?
I didn't watch Harry and the Hendersons.
You didn't see Harry and the Hendersons?
It was a little before my time.
Okay.
How can that be? That's got to be a lie.
Yeah,
you did not
you
see Harry and the Hendersons?
No. Thank you, Dawn.
We didn't have cable.
It's not a TV show.
Oh, it's not. What is it?
Was it a TV show?
No,
it was a movie.
It was a movie with John Lithgow. And he discovered Bigfoot.
I saw that movie.
It's Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
God.
He forgot. It's not a life. He forgot.
I was thinking of Alf, and I watched Alf, too.
It is Wednesday morning. We are day one of our Static Radio Share-a-thon. We are looking for your help. We are a listener-supported station. It's because of you that we're able to do the things that we love to do, like, I don't know, play awesome music. We just got an email that you're, like, freaking out about.
Yeah.
So I want you to read that.
What's his name?
Ba with the ba,
Chris. This guy just emailed in and says, guys, get things started. I will match the first $500 worth of donations to Static
Woo!
For sharing.
Oh,
that is Chris.
My goodness.
He is in Austria.
Wow.
That is amazing. Listening to us all the way from Austria.
If you are in America and you're not doing anything, you should feel like a jerk.
Here's the thing. Here's the more positive spin on what's going on here. It just goes to show how far-reaching this station has an impact.
Yeah.
All over Austria, all over the world, all over this beautiful country of ours.
Yeah.
And there's just no limit to it because we have this amazing thing called social media.
Yeah.
And so when you sow into this ministry, you're not just sowing into Albuquerque itself, which is an amazing fertile ground for ministry, but also all over the world as well.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Don, we're going to go.
We need you.
You just keep talking. We'll
yeah.
see you in a few hours.
Well, here's what I have to say. What I have to say is that everybody out there, maybe you got a 9-to-5 job and you sit behind a desk and you're like, I don't know how I'm supposed to be a missionary, or I don't know how I'm supposed to be a minister. You know, we can't all be youth pastors, right?
Right.
Amen.
And you're trying to figure out how do I make my impact, you know? And obviously, you're the first line, you're out there, you're loving on people. And that is your main ministry. But outside of that, if you want to see really tangible evidence of the way that you can be a minister, is that you support ministries like this one, which are reaching all over the world. And in that way, you can go to Austria and
yeah.
be a missionary while you're working at your desk doing your job that God's called you to do.
Yeah, amen.
Yep.
Thank you. 1-866-730-4921. Yeah, if you're on the webcam, you can see the phone number behind us.
I am pointing.
1-866-730-4921. Please call. Our operators are standing by. With a donation of $30 or more, you're going to rock a CD. We also have some custom Static Radio iPhone cases. For donations of $50 or more, we got a couple things for you. You can get a t-shirt. You can get a CD. We got a bunch of things to give away today.
Yeah, we have a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It literally, and this is crazy, I never knew this because I've always been on the other side of the radio, being in a band, and anytime like Steve-O or somebody from other stations, they'd call and they'd be like, hey, can you give us a short testimonial to support the station? I would always just be like, of course, but then on the inside I would be like, why do we have to do this? I don't get it. And then I started working at the radio station,
yeah.
and I found out that it literally costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to run this station
yeah.
every year.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about this ministry is that the people that are in charge, they go into the red every year,
mm-hmm.
but they believe in it so much that they're like, no, we're going to keep going, and we believe that God will provide. And
yeah.
I believe that now, too. But here's the thing, like, very much need your help.
Yeah,
very,
that provision can
much.
Come from you.
Yeah.
We do believe that God will provide. And that's where you step up. That's where you help out. If you love this station, maybe you just love the music. Maybe you love the morning show, the comedy, the challenging conversations we have randomly. Whatever it is, you can go to our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We started asking people what Static Radio means to them, and some of the testimonies we got back were incredible.
Yeah.
We heard from a dude named Kevin at the New Mexico State Fair who had said, hey, man, I was in prison for 9 months, and all I had was a radio. I found you guys, and you saved my life. And, of course, we did not. Jesus did that work. But he was using this station to reach out to Kevin while he was in prison.
Yeah.
So if you believe in that, if you love this ministry, phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. You can also donate online right now at mystaticradio.com. There's a giant donate button. Get there. Help us out.
Help us out.
Coming up in just a few moments. Birthdays.
Birthday.
Speaking of birthdays, Ba had a birthday this week, and he just
woo!
Sent us an
woo!
Email from Austria. He's going to match the first $500. Get on it.
Get on it.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Static Radio Share-a-thon. Listener supported, but most don't give a dime. The Static Radio Share-a-thon. Donate now at mystaticradio.com.
welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Steve-O, Matteo.
Hey.
Donatello.
I feel like my mic is not up appropriately in my own ears, and I'm afraid that I'm being louder than I know.
No, you're good.
No.
Okay.
No, you're good.
You're good.
Turn my headphones up.
Turn my headphones up, y'all.
Turn my headphones up. 1994.
It is Wednesday morning, day one of our Static Radio Share-a-thon.
Steve-O, guess what I'm about to do?
What?
I'm about to post a picture of all the gifts.
Yeah, we've got a ton of stuff in the operator room. Some exclusive Astro Zombie Sheldon Cooper figures.
Woo.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. We got CDs from Archibald. They give us a stack of CDs, local artist, and one of the new bands that is like blowing up on Static Radio right now. Gave us a stack of their latest CD. We got a bunch of CDs, and all it takes is you to call in and donate. Donate now at 1-866-730-4921, the phone number, and we have operators standing by. We got a ton of stuff to give away throughout the duration of the fundraiser, but all it takes, all you got to do is call in, donate. We got some cool stuff for you. Courtesy of Tooth & Nail Records, courtesy of Astro Zombies here in Albuquerque, astrozombies.com. Square Root Salon was kind enough to donate some gift cards. We got some cool stuff.
We got some great stuff.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking about it. This is day one of our three-day fundraiser, and give us a call. 1-866-730-4921. Get to our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can see the super awesome swag that Teo's about to post.
Yes.
But now,
yeah,
it is time for birthdays.
Woo!
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey.
Tap of the morning to you.
Tap of the morning.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It's 275th day of 2013, 90-90.
Niner.
Days remaining. And let's get right to birthdays. We got to kind of stay on task. We got a lot to do today.
Stay on target.
Yep, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Ready?
Yes.
Former American Idol contestant does this song with Toby Mac. Anyone?
Sharifa.
Sharifa?
What?
Is it a boy or a girl?
It's a lady.
Is that a person?
Yeah, it is. Shoot, season idols.
Wait,
479er.
Is it Mandisa?
It is Mandisa's birthday.
I was close.
Mandisa was on American Idol.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say that, but I did. I honestly didn't think she was on American Idol.
You go, girl. It's her birthday.
I like Mandisa. She's awesome. One time, I rode in an elevator with her, and you know how elevators can be kind of awkward when you don't know the people around you or whatever. But she was just like, she gave me this big smile. She's like, "You doing all right?" And I was like, "Yeah, we're going to survive, aren't we?" And she's like, "Yeah," because it was in the middle of that crazy Gospel Music Association week and everything.
Yes.
So she's rad. Yes. Happy birthday, Mandisa.
She has got to be like 29.
Yeah, I'm going to say 28.
30.
37.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Well, Mandisa. You are rocking it, chick.
Very happy with you all for your guesses.
Yeah.
Fashion designer. You wouldn't get.
No. Hold on. I know many.
No, you won't get.
Tamaguchi.
No.
He's a fashionable guy.
Joe from Stay Easy.
No, it's Donna Karen's birthday.
Or Donna Karen. Karen?
Karan? Karen?
People call me Donna from time to time.
What happened to Bob, I was going to ask?
Bob Karan?
No. Bobby. You guys are all Donatello. I'm like, what happened to Bob?
Oh, Bobby.
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 It's Steve-O, Matteo, and we figured out Don needed a...
Donatello?
Yeah. Okay. Donatello.
All right. It's Donna Karen's birthday. Karen.
72. Yes. Going old.
Oh, okay.
Going old.
You 60, are going old.
64.
I'm going to say... 68.
You guys were close. 65.
Ah.
65. All right, here we go. Maybe.
Maybe.
Well.
Bird.
Oh, here
the Invisible
comes.
Man.
Oh, it's so quiet.
1-866-730-4921. Sneaking in the phone number.
There you go.
Static Share-a-thon.
Looking for 100 monthly donors.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would be awesome.
One-time gifts are accepted, but really our goal, 100 monthly donors.
And I'm not asking for anything that we don't do ourselves, Stever.
That's right.
We're both monthly donors.
We are.
Boom.
Hey, a little thing there. If you've switched out your debit card. You need to make sure you get that with us because we don't have your new number.
This is the theme song for
Leonard Cohen.
What is it the theme song for?
What is it? I know
she played Dr. Jennifer Melfi on The Sopranos.
Oh, Nurse Jackie.
Lorraine Bracco.
Is she Nurse Jackie?
I don't know.
Oh, just kidding.
I have no idea what's happening.
It's Lorraine Bracco's birthday.
But what's this a theme song for?
The Sopranos.
Oh, okay.
Never seen it. I just woke up. I've never, ever seen The Sopranos.
Okay.
Lorraine Bracco. Okay.
Dr. Jennifer Melfi on The Sopranos.
Alrighty. I say she is 54.
Dang it.
Is that what you're going to say?
53. 56.
59.
Oh. Wow. I really was about to say 54.
That's funny. Oh, man.
From this the single, so guy and Boston Public.
Oh. Inya's latest music video.
This is actually Boston Public's theme.
Oh, right, of course.
Pure moods.
Joey Slotnick.
Right?
Huh. He is 43.
He's 52.
46.
45.
Woo.
Man. You guys are close.
Guys, I'm really good at guessing.
It's great when we're totally random since we don't know who we're talking about.
No clue.
Talk show host Kelly Ripa celebrating a birthday.
Hey. Ooh, okay. She is 44.
And Supermom, right?
Supermom!
Fantastic is what she is.
Yeah, I'm sure she doesn't have any help from nannies or anything.
I don't think she does.
No? 46. What did you say?
I said 44.
45.
43.
Oh,
someone
man.
Is bound to get one of these. You guys keep getting really close.
I know. It's funny. I think I've noticed a trend is that when we don't know who it is, we're more likely to get it right. Because when we think we know what we're doing, we screw it up.
Yeah. Truth.
There you go.
I think that might be the theme of my entire life.
That could be applicable to life, spirituality in general.
I like the music.
Hill Street Blues.
What song is this? No, this is... Can you hear me?
Wait, I know this song.
Can you hear me calling?
Mike Rutherford of Genesis celebrating a birthday today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And, of course, of Mike and the Mechanics.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm going to say he's 66.
He is... 63.
Oh, 68.
He's actually
63. Yeah!
Wow. I wish you would have played a Mike and the Mechanics song.
That was a Mike and the Mechanics song.
No, the one. What's the big single?
Silent Running?
No, the big single.
All I Need is a Miracle?
Yeah, that's the one.
That was it. Oh, that was Silent Power of Silent Running, yeah. Okay. All right. Ready?
Or maybe some Genesis.
Ooh, Genesis.
So this is Star Trek.
Wow. Which
and
one?
And it's next.
What?
Next Generation.
No, it is not.
It's not original.
Voyager.
Is it?
It is not.
Oh, it's Deep Space Nine.
It is Deep Space Nine. Avery Brooks.
Do you like Star Trek?
He played.
I do love Star Trek, actually.
What?
He played the captain. That's because she's smart.
What?
Thank you, sir.
The captain of Deep Space Five.
Avery Brooks.
Okay. All right.
Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space 70. Right. He's obviously 59.
Okay, Voyager was the girl captain, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this was the dude captain from Deep Space Niner.
I'm going to say 55.
What'd you say, Steve?
59? It's Deep Space Nine.
62.
65-er.
Damn.
Whoa.
69-er.
Deep Space Nine.
Ooh, I like this song.
Do you?
Yep.
You sure?
Yep.
Yeah, dude.
That's what they say when we're together.
Wait, what?
Watch how they play.
Is this Belinda Carlisle?
No.
No, who is this?
This is Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Yeah.
Celebrating a birthday today.
Holding on to one another's
hand. Oh, Jesus.
There you go.
I'm
Hamilton.
Doesn't seem to be anyone around.
We all took the high.
Tiffany's celebrating her birthday today.
She is.
She's eternally 19.
Yeah, but she's turning 48.
Yeah, she's still doing that mall tour.
Actually, this is the big 5-0.
Tiffany. She's in those sci-fi movies now, like those,
what?
Like Sharknado and all that. She's in those. 52.
42.
I just realized.
42. Yeah. You know who it is now, Steve-O?
No, I know who it was, but then I said how old I thought she was and then realized, wait, when I was in middle school, she was only... Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. Electricity.
Mmm. It's Tesla's
Galactica?
Birthday.
That's Nikola Tesla.
He's still alive somewhere, you know.
Junior celebrating a birthday today.
Junior? RJ Mitty?
No. Oh. Paul from American Chopper.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Motorcycle designer and TV personality.
All right. He
35.
Is 39.
43.
Donatello got it.
Woo!
39.
For that, I get a rad motorcycle.
That's what happens.
American Choppers, man. He's going to make me a motorcycle, and it's going to be an octopus theme.
Yep.
It's going to be killer.
It's going to be great. That would be awesome. That would
and
be
he's going to make you a shark one, and my octopus bike is going to wreck your shark bike. Mateo.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Is this who is this? Is this Peter Gabriel?
No. Wait, it's not Sting.
It is Sting's birthday.
Yay. You did it, Mateo.
I was like, it's either Peter Gabriel or it's Sting.
And it's definitely not Peter Gabriel.
It didn't sound quite close enough to heaven.
What if he's still doing yoga? He's a yoga dude.
Our friend Ethan Luck is currently teching for Kings of Leon, and they were in the UK for the iTunes Festival. And while he was, like, what was he doing? Rocking strings? He was doing something. Yeah. And in the background, Sting was playing. So he took a photo of Sting, like, as his background music.
Like, not over the speakers, like Sting was.
Like, Sting was playing. And it was like, background music.
Nice.
Just doing my job with Sting playing.
Woo! He
no
is.
No bigs.
He's 62.
He's timeless.
Mm.
So he's
but
zero.
Actually 63.
He is unageable.
Mm, piggyback.
She got you, bro.
$1!
66. 66.
Donatello has no reason to have to cheat because he's 62.
Woo!
You guys doing the dance?
I am.
He is.
He's dancing.
MyStaticRadio.com for the webcam.
Yeah. She's doing the celebratory dance.
Yeah. So proud.
Whew. Alrighty.
So proud.
Hey. Feel great.
Charles.
We are two dates.
Yes.
On this date in what year did the comic strip
Peanuts?
Peanuts?
By Charles M. Schulz, who is with Jesus now.
Yeah.
When was that first published?
Ooh.
19.
Oh. Open for the. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. 1964.
1968.
1959.
50. Oh,
wow.
1950.
Nice.
Wow.
Doesn't this bring back childhood memories?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it does.
Of Linus reading the gospel message on Christmas.
It's pretty awesome.
It brings adult memories back to me of when my little brother and sister, who are significantly younger than me, said, "Who is Charlie Brown?" And I said, "What?"
Did you bring it?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Straighten them out.
I was like, oh my.
All right, so on this date in what year? Mark Furman was given 3 years probation and fined $200 after pleading no contest to perjury for denying at O.J. Simpson's criminal trial that he had used a racial slur.
Oh. 96.
99.
96.
Yeah,
I hate that song.
Okay, fine.
Here, we'll just do the hook to Mellencamp, and
then
we'll go away. Here we go. Ready?
Yep.
True story.
This is about my life too.
Yeah, culture shock.
Except I don't ever fight authority. I'm just so terrified.
All right,
authority.
We are to today.
Oh yeah.
Today, National Custodial Workers Day.
All right.
So give them a hug.
Yes, and a high five.
A high five, pound, whatever.
Well, we may not want you to embrace them.
Yeah, don't give them a hug if they're still working in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Even if you have a free hug shirt on.
Guardian Angels Day.
Oh, okay.
Farm Animals Day.
Okay.
And Name Your Car Day.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good Facebook.
Gracie's going out to you, babe. Saturn.
What are you going to name your car? What have you named your car?
What's your car's name?
Gracie?
Which is funny because she has a silver Saturn named Gracie, and I have a white Saturn named Howie. And we had named them before we, met each other.
Okay, hey, we are celebrating. It's the you're in the midst of the Static Radio Share-a-thon.
That's right.
Here's what we're looking for. 100 people who have not... You may have given a gift in the past, or are you planning on in the future?
Yeah.
But we're looking for monthly contributions, something that most of the staff here are already doing.
Yes.
Asking you to come alongside us to do that. Donations of $30 or more... Now, this is whether it's one time or you sign up for the monthly. You're really looking for that monthly gift. But for $30, a custom radio iPhone 4 case and a music CD of your choice. If you step up to the $50 level, that means a custom iPhone 4 case and a music CD. Also, we'll throw in a T-shirt and a grab bag of 10 comics. And while supplies last for those monthly donations of $30 or more, we're throwing in the Square Root Salon gift. So, pretty cool.
There's a lot of stuff.
Pretty awesome.
The
Square
amazing.
Roots is freaking awesome.
Yep.
1-866-730-4921. You can also give at mystaticradio.com. Matt, give now.
Yeah. Amazing.
That is all.
It is our fundraiser. Steve said it best.
Yeah, he did.
Give our operator something to do. Because there's donuts in the operator room. There's bagels, and we know they don't need to be eating more of those.
Amen.
So give us a call. 1-866-730-4921. Quick break. Right back with more of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. It's all right.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome to Static Radio.
I put too much sugar in my tea.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
I got this bar thing I'm eating, which is kind of sugary. Well, now I've got this sugar water I'm drinking. It's a 1-2 punch.
Boom, boom. It is Wednesday morning, 7:21 now, and we are in the middle of our Static Radio Share-a-thon, Fall 2013 style.
Fall 2013.
For those who have been listeners of Static Radio, you guys know we are a listener-supported station. It's because of your contributions that we're able to, have an app, maintain the app.
Maintain.
Broadcast on, translators throughout all of New Mexico.
Perhaps you've noticed the extreme lack of commercials on the station.
Yeah,
maybe
true.
It's drawn you to the station due to the extreme abundance of commercials on all of the other stations.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's because we need our listeners like you to help support this.
Yep.
It's kind of like a satellite radio, You pay a little extra, but you get commercial-free entertainment,
Boom!
And here we are for you.
Yeah.
You're local. Local to you. You turn on satellite radio, they're not going to talk to you about the 505, my friends.
They're not.
They are not. But we are here to do that.
Yeah, pretty much.
505.
Now, Mateo, you've been a 505-er now for about a month.
Yeah.
How you feeling about Albuquerque?
I like Albuquerque.
Yeah?
Here's the thing. If you decide to become a monthly
donator.
Yeah.
Is it donor or donator?
I like donator, but I think it's donor.
Donor. Anytime when I hear of donor, I just think of like organ donor.
Well, yeah, because they're giving something.
They're giving life to us.
Right, but I didn't know if it was a different classification. If it like donor was just organs. You know? But anyway, we don't want your organs. We want your money.
That's right. Exactly.
And you can think of it this way. If you've ever loved Waverly,
mm-hmm.
or if you ever loved even House of Heroes,
yeah,
or if you ever loved Firefly, and you're like, I want to help those people out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can help us out.
Boom.
Me and Dawn.
Uh-huh.
By donating to this station.
One. It's more than that, though.
So I can live.
It really is. Yeah.
No, but literally, outside of that.
That's just a little way.
Yeah. But on top of that, you really can help Waverly out and help Firefly out and help out all the bands that you hear on this station. Because being in a Christian band that has traveled all over the United States and sometimes the world, and been to many, many different radio stations across the country, I will say that this is the most unique and, in my opinion, best Christian music station in the country.
Boom! Boom!
And I'm not just saying that because my husband works there. I am saying it because, as a Christian rock artist, I know we give them a lot of guff for not playing a lot of rock around here anymore. However,
what are you talking about?
As a Christian rock artist, it is almost impossible to get your music on the radio in the United States of America. And I'll tell you this, maybe rock isn't your thing, but it is a lot of young people's things. And those young people need to know that God loves them.
Yeah.
And they may not be hearing it in a way that they can listen to, in a way that they can understand. We talk about love languages. Their love language may not be Southern gospel, but that is the only thing that they can hear when they turn on the radio if they don't want to get negative messages. So it's stations like this that actually are the platform for hundreds of ministries, hundreds of music ministries that are trying to be led by starving artists and musicians who really are kind of like music missionaries, because we don't, I know it seems like sometimes it can seem like, oh, these people are rock stars. They've got a tour bus, all that stuff. All that means is we've got a mortgage on a house that runs on gasoline. And I don't know if you have seen gas prices lately,
nuts,
but it is not a sound idea. Yeah.
It's not as good as electricity.
Yeah. By supporting a station like this, you are supporting those bands' ministries, their ability to get their music out there, to try to use the calling that God's given them, the music that God's given them. You're helping to put that out there so that people, young and old, all over the country can hear it. And this is, like I said, in my opinion, the best station, the best Christian music station in this country, because they actually do play Christian rock music. They play all sorts of genres that get no airplay on any other major Christian station.
Yeah.
And that you can't find it anywhere else. So you are part of amazing ministry. You can actually be a part of the best Christian rock Christian music station in general in the entire country.
That's right.
By donating just a little bit of what you have.
Uppercut. 1-866-730-4921.
Punch.
That's the phone number. It's 1-866-730-4921. 1-866-730-4921. Operators hanging out. Check it out. Maybe you're a local business and you would like to help the station. We got a lot of great local businesses here who support Static Radio. In fact, coming up at 7:30. Going to be talking with David Gatt, the owner of Square Root Salon, coming to the studio talking about an art night at the salon to raise money for the homeless.
Yes.
And
you know, as much as we goof off here on the station.
And we do.
You know, there are people out there that are struggling with tons of stuff. You know, we got like, they're confused kids and they're having to face like crowds at school. There's, you know, young girls out there that are, I don't know, that maybe they're like, they're just, they've gotten, you know, terrible things happening and all kinds of stuff. People dealing with broken homes or whatever. And we goof off a lot here on the morning show, but we also realize that music has played an important part in our lives, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why the dedication to playing good music that we feel, you know, can speak into the hearts of people.
Yeah, I'm going to play something for you.
Speaking into their lives.
Tell me how this speaks to you.
This is Striper. I feel like this is speaking, maybe not necessarily to the kids, but maybe the older folks
people
that might be
young
dealing
at heart.
Yeah,
this
young at heart.
Spoke to an 8-year-old. Who was in Royal Rangers who decided to build a yellow and black guitar because he loved said music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you that young man, Steve-O?
I was.
Play Celine.
Oh, man. Okay.
Play it. This spoke to
it's scary how quickly I was able to do that.
It was right there. There's Dave. This song spoke to a younger dude that, you know, he was just trying to navigate high school.
Yep.
That's all he was trying to do.
The
he was
icebergs
like,
of life.
What am I going to do? And then sometimes unexpectedly, things are going great. You're literally feeling like the king of the world, maybe. And then all of a sudden, you run into a giant iceberg in your life. And problems are crazy. And they're huge. And even though you probably could have seen those giant frozen problems from a mile away, and you even had lookouts positioned to where they were supposed to see them, it didn't happen. And then boom, there you are. So.
But if you had had good music to turn to.
You never know.
A station to call home.
Yeah.
With positive messaging about the power of God.
Yep.
It can make all the difference.
It really can.
True story.
We're goofing off, but seriously.
But it's true.
As kids, though, think about it. As a kid, did you have a good station you could listen to?
Yeah.
No.
Hopefully
here in Albuquerque. Absolutely not. Me neither.
K-Lite. K-L-Y-T, our call letters. We've been here for a very long time, and that is the purpose of Static Radio. The vision has not changed. It's reaching that next generation. Because a lot of times, let's be honest.
Yes.
I like to say that
a lot.
Let's
do it.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Because most of the time, I lie. So let's be honest right now.
So when he prefaces it this way, you know that it's
dishonesty.
Or you know that he especially wants you to think so.
I tell you the truth.
Okay.
Or truly, truly. So really... Let's be honest.
All right. You're comparing yourself to Jesus. True. Keep going. Let's see how this goes. We lost them.
No, they're back.
You're welcome.
Truly, truly, I say to you.
What do you say?
I forgot because I got so distracted.
I'm sorry.
Here's the thing, everyone. Music is a language that we all speak. We like different dialects, if you will, different genres.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a station that is trying its best to play good music, and music that we believe God can truly work through, and he works mm-hmm. through whether or not we like it, you know. It doesn't matter the genre. It doesn't have to be Christian music. God will use whatever he wants to use.
And here's the thing, and here's what you just said. It reminded me what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Come full circle.
You know, we get a lot of comments saying how the station has impacted people's lives, how this has changed my life, how this pointed me to Jesus Christ, what this did for me. It got off drugs. I got off, you know, whatever it is. And then at times we do get those emails that say, hey, you guys don't do this enough, and I feel like you guys just aren't spiritual enough, and I feel like... And you look at the people that say those comments, and those are the parents, or even sometimes the grandparents, who don't understand what it is that we're doing. But what we're doing isn't for you. What we're doing is for the youth. What we're doing is for the group of people that were at the skate park this last Sunday, who are all there just to see Christian Asoy skate and just to listen to some incredible music going on. And that's what we're doing, and that's why we're doing it. That's always been the vision of KLYT, the call letters here, is to reach that next generation through the power of music, to point them to a creator who loves them. And Static Radio is going to continue to do that. So if for no other reason than the fact that you believe in reaching the youth, reaching that next generation, reaching the lost. I don't care if you're 13 or 73. If you don't have Jesus, you're still destined for a place that's pretty warm that sucks.
Yeah.
And that's the entire purpose of Static Radio, is to point to somebody and say, hey, you're not too far gone. You're not beyond repair. God loves you. He has a purpose for you. He has a plan for your life. He wants to shower you with his love.
You're just as good as anybody else, and you can be yourself.
Absolutely. Your culture's not negated. The music you listen to is not negated by the gospel. And welcome to Static Radio. And so, if you believe in that, phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Coming up in 3 minutes and 34 seconds, David Gatt from Square Root Salon.
Yep.
We'll be talking to him. Join the Share-a-thon. We need your monthly donations. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morrow.
Good.
Doesn't that mean good?
That means
good tomorrow.
Good day tomorrow.
Yeah, because I'm wanting tomorrow to be
yesterday. But
yeah,
dude, you need to live in today.
Good, because today has enough troubles of its own.
You're future tripping.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's Steve-O, Mateo, and the Grammar Queen.
Woo! I'm not really a grammar queen.
No?
That was a colloquialism, and I corrected that.
Okay, colloquialism doesn't...
Yeah,
you know,
sure. I mean,
the point that you might be.
Yeah, maybe, maybe, just
not
maybe.
Not even a little bit.
It is day one of our Static Radio Share-a-thon, and we need your help. We need your support. We're a listener-supported station. It's because of your donations that we're able to do what we do. Got a brand new app coming out this week that I cannot wait to have released through the App Store and the Android Market. And yeah, it's because of you guys who are able to do things like that. Because you guys were able to bring in Fireflight, Christian Asoy, do Harvest America. Because of your donations, we're able to rock some shows like the City Harmonic.
Mm.
Got some great shows coming up, too. So it's because of you guys that we're able to do stuff like that.
Because of you.
Because of you.
And it's because of you guys.
Support this station.
Yeah. Yeah, what Don said. Or sang.
Sang.
What joining us in studio, if you're on the webcam, you may see this dude over here who's looking super fresh. And you're like, that guy's fresh. Got style.
Exciting.
Hey, thanks for the Duran Duran.
So exciting too, Steve.
Hey, so I thought I'd bring a kidney since we're talking about doing donations.
Donating donors, some organs.
Donors.
I have it in a freezer.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Dave Gatt.
Dave Gatt!
How's it going, guys?
Whoa. Hola.
Owner of Square Root Salon, supporter of Static Radio, friend.
Hey, you know what I forgot to bring?
What? Your voice.
Sorry about that. That was my
cough drops.
That was my Herb Alpert impersonation. I forgot to bring the gift cards.
I got them.
You got them?
I went and picked them up yesterday.
Dude, so
you guys were in a staff meeting.
You are so good.
Yeah. And by me, I meant Chrissy.
Oh,
Chrissy,
well, there you
and
go.
Dawn went. That's and
thank you, Chrissy and Dawn.
Awesome.
I waited in the car with the kids.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I may have had the harder job.
Yeah, pretty much.
Good, good.
So we got them. And speaking of, it is day one of our Static Radio Share-a-thon. And if you like getting your hair did, if you like looking good, this hour is especially beneficial for you. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. We're looking for donations of $30 or more. If you join us as a monthly donor, Square Root Salon has been kind enough to donate some help your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the big thing is we want to just beautify Albuquerque.
There you go. Make it pretty.
This is a good way to do it.
There right? you go.
And I don't know if you've seen Matt here walking around.
Yeah.
But if you like the way he looks,
yeah,
you can attribute it over here to our good friend Dave.
You can thank Dave Gatt over there. If you like these haircuts, all you got to do when you go in, just say, I want the Steve-O. Huh?
Don't
someone,
do that.
Someone actually said that.
Shut up.
I'm
are you serious?
Not kidding.
Really?
Someone.
That's creepy.
Homeboy
are you
Danny?
Being serious?
Danny. He That's came in and incredible. Asked for the Steve-O.
You can't give somebody else my haircut,
okay, but now that
no,
we've
he didn't
that,
have enough hair.
Okay.
How many people have come in and said, I want the Mateo?
No one.
Probably double digits.
Yeah. there's been zero.
At least 11, maybe 12.
We did have someone come in when Gary Johnson was governor and said, can I have the Gary Johnson haircut? I'm not kidding.
No.
I was like, I don't even know what he looks like. I mean, what are you talking about? Why would I give you his haircut, right?
What is that the oddest request you've ever gotten? Like, is somebody sitting in the chair?
I've had some weird requests.
Really?
I had a gal named Alice. She's about 85, bringing a picture of Cindy Crawford running on the beach. I'm not kidding.
Oh my God.
You see how the sun's hitting her hair right here? Could you color my hair that color? I was like, why'd you have to bring in like an 8x10 picture of Cindy Crawford in a bathing suit, right? To translate hair color, right?
That's amazing.
Just
make the sun kiss my hair like it is in this picture.
Yeah, Alice would have me spin her in the chair before we got started. I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
Yeah. She's like, would you spin me a couple times? Sure. She'd be like,
are
not
you
kidding.
Serious?
Yeah, totally serious.
That's the best thing I've 85? Ever
85?
Yeah, she was 80-something, yeah.
Wow.
She was awesome.
Oh, man. Dave Gatt from Square Root Salon in studio with us for the Static Radio Share-a-thon. Phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. Now, you call in regular to the morning show. You love Static Radio. Why is Square Root Salon a part of this? Why do you love Static Radio?
I think just naturally, the format you guys have going on here is great. I love that you guys actually address
real issues, and at the same time just have a good time.
Yeah.
And it's nice to hear music I like. There's especially in the morning, it's hard to get to work sometimes, and I'll be honest with you, I hate traffic with a serious passion.
Yeah.
And so anything to offset that a little bit.
That's
is
so
really
weird.
Good.
I love traffic so much.
Shut it.
Yeah, my day is just made complete when I'm stuck here till 5 and I'm like, wait, 5 o'clock traffic. Yeah.
It gives him time to do his makeup in the morning.
Oh, man.
To put on a fresh coat before he gets home.
He's got to put his face on.
I'm just saying. Come
put
on.
Put your face
when
on.
When else am I going to do it?
No, but I love you guys. I the fact that my kids can listen to you at the same time, and really, I mean, you push the limits a little here and there and keep you thinking. But I don't have to feel like, hey, my 7-year-old's going to get like corrupted by what you're saying too much.
Well,
only a little bit. Only
Speaking of, that's coming up at 9 a.m. with Pastor Nate Heitzig, Shock Therapy Live, another part of the station here that we love doing so much. So if you're a fan, if you love Static Radio like Dave and Square Root Salon does, give us a call. Phone lines are open 1-866-730-4921. And this hour right now, while we've got Dave here, we've got some swag. Some Square Root Salon
swag
for you that will help you get your hair did. So coming up, though, speaking of helping, you guys are actually going to be helping the Albuquerque Rescue Mission. You're having an art benefit sale, if you will, at the salon. It's free to get in.
It's free.
And you guys still need local artists, right?
You know what? I need two more artists. We're looking to have about 12, 13 different artists from around town, local artists. Most of them, I think all of them are actually unrepresented. So in other words, they're not in galleries or having managers or anything like that.
Yeah.
So October 12th, it's a Saturday, and we have this benefit. It's gonna be helping out Albuquerque Rescue Mission. And it's from 7 to 10 p.m. in the evening on Saturday, October 12th. And it's over at Square Root Salon. So what it's going to be is kind of a mix and mingle. Look at art, buy some art, and know that it's going to be helping out Albuquerque Rescue Mission at the same time.
It's a great cause. And so, as you said, you need two artists. How can, if a local artist may be listening right now, he's in his garage painting on a canvas going, oh, that's me. How does somebody, that's what artists sound like.
Voice.
Yeah.
This is what I sound like. Leprechaun artist.
Oh, yes. He just finished his Lucky Charms, and it's time to get after it for art, bro.
Pot of gold.
So, inspired by the marshmallows.
So I'm assuming info at squareroutsalon.com would be...
Yeah, that's the best way to get a hold of us. If you're an artist and you're wanting... I mean, we only have a couple more spots. I think I have 10 or 11 already set up.
Okay,
and
that's
so
pretty awesome.
A couple more spots, and so you get a hold of us at info@squareroutsalon.com.
Okay,
and just put attention art show or something of that nature. Send us a couple photos. Send us some photos of your paintings or sculpture.
I'm so glad you said
or
that.
Photography.
Okay, good. All right,
we have I think like 8 painters, a photographer, a couple of sculptors, and there's some guy doing some like recycled paper, like making these gourds or something like that. I don't know. It sounds wild, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to look at the pictures. So
there you
awesome.
Go.
So we'll see what happens.
All right.
But yeah, it's going to be a fun night. It's free.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And so it's going on for 3 hours. The whole point is to open up the space and get people in there looking at some art and buying some art and have a good time.
That's one thing I love about your brain is you own the salon and you have this space, and it's not just a, hey, this is going to be a place where we make people look pretty. You guys have had concerts there.
Yeah.
You've opened the doors up. And these are free events that you open up to the community, whether it's this art sale to benefit the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, helping those guys out. Going to the Rescue Mission, you guys, I know, go down there.
Yeah, we just went Monday.
Really?
It was crazy.
What's that like? Talk a little bit about that. Going down to the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, the homeless shelter, and just offering haircuts.
You know, it's actually a lot of fun. I've been doing it for years, and really I went out of obligation. Someone kind of made me go. Right?
Yeah.
And I went, and after going a couple times, it just made a lot of sense that this was going to help keep me humble and help keep me kind of in the mix of what really matters.
Yeah.
I think sometimes in a salon, sometimes things can seem very superficial and very temporary.
Yeah.
So not to get too deep.
No.
But really,
please
I think,
do.
yeah,
But I think, you know, really hairdressers and just anybody in society, it's smart for us to stay connected to real people that have real struggles.
That's ministry.
It's ministry. Yeah. And, you know, and the way I look at it is these people aren't being physically touched by hardly anybody.
Yeah. True.
You know what I mean? Unless they're there to take something.
You're
right?
being avoided.
So if you're, you know, to actually give them something, to talk to them like a real person instead of just look past them.
Yeah.
Instead of giving them a handout and having a checking your spirit, you know what I mean? You're actually sitting there hanging out with the guy for a little bit and cutting some hair, talking to him and looking him in the eye. And that's kind of a wild thing. I think a lot of these guys don't have that.
Yeah.
So for us, and it's been great because this, you know, the staff over at Square Root Salon, a bunch of them actually accompany me and sometimes even go without me, which is really cool. And they just really, they're awesome about that kind of stuff. Yeah. And it's so cool to see them afterwards, just how motivated they are, period.
Yeah.
So there's a gal named Aisha that works with us. She's gone consistently for quite a while since she's been working with us. Same thing with Amy. They're there every time. Even if I can't make it, they're like, we're going to go.
Yeah.
And then they come back with stories. Oh, we met this guy, Carlos. He's hanged to us and da-da-da. All these really cool things. And you know, a lot of people see that type of thing as like, do I have to? Are you kidding me?
Right.
This is lame. Are they clean? Are they this?
And, right.
You know, all that kind of stuff. And these girls are not concerned about those things. They're concerned about giving and helping people. So it's really cool.
I think that's awesome because really what you're doing is you're helping people see their own value that's there inherent.
Yeah.
Because you're not adding anything that's not there already.
Yeah.
You're just showing them who God made them, I think.
Yeah awesome. Absolutely.
Awesome. Which is invaluable.
You'd be surprised at the dignity that some of these people, you know, exhibit after getting a haircut.
Well, I mean, that happens for any of us. You when I get a haircut, I mean, whatever it is, you look in the mirror and you're, yes. I mean, you're a hair girl. You've got that super amazing, you've got the Dawn haircut. In fact, when you change your hair, people freak out.
I
mean, but when we get our hair did when or whatever it is, you get a makeover or whatever, you just feel great.
Yeah.
And to be able to give that to someone else and man, Square Root Salon and everything you guys do for the Albuquerque Rescue Mission is just, it's incredible.
That's
so
cool. And we love it. We do. We really do.
It's ministry and it's community and it's giving back to the Albuquerque area. And that's what we at Static Radio are trying to do right now. It is day one of our Share-a-thon. Phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. In fact, I think we got a call from the operator room. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Oh,
what's going on?
Chilling.
Hey, it's Raul.
Hey, Raul.
Hey.
Did you just call in and donate to the Static Share-a-thon?
Yes, sir.
Incredible, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Why did you feel led to donate?
Well, let me say thank you to KLID Static Radio because I just finished 20 years and this is what kept me grounded.
Wow.
Listening to it every day, all day. And I still do the same here, out here.
Amazing.
Praise God.
I've been blessed. Like, it's unbelievable. Now I'm in a position to give back to where I, to the station that kept me grounded to God. And when everything was going bad and looking awful, I kept looking up and listening to y'all. And it was great.
Raul, I can't even.
That's very cool.
Yeah. We're speechless.
It's,
we just pray that God continues to bless you. It's amazing. You obviously have a very unique and incredible testimony, which makes you one of the more powerful people in God's kingdom.
Yeah.
And so we're honored to be talking to you, and we thank you. We're even more honored that you would help to support the station.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you for being there for me.
Right on, Raul. Thank you so much, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
God bless,
God bless you. Incredible. And you know what? That's it. That heritage, that's why we're doing it. I mean, how long have you been a KLYT listener, Dave? I mean, how many years without giving away your age?
you know, I think honestly, I started listening in the early 90s.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of Christian music at the time I didn't really quite understand.
Right.
But I'll be honest with you, one of the biggest things, I felt semi-discipled by Greg Laurie in the morning because the salon I worked at, they used to have it on. And I would listen to Greg Laurie then.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking it was really powerful, just what he was saying. And I was a brand new believer, so this was all new to me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, hearing Skip speak and, you know, that's just, it really resonated with me early on. So in some capacity throughout, I've listened, you know, off and on since. And then, you know, when going back to, you know, Gentry and Joey and all the miscellaneous people, Chris Chicago and some of these guys.
Yeah.
I mean, there was, I mean, and even Peter Benson way back when, I remember his voice, and I never pictured what he, I didn't know what he looked like. And then one day I was like, that's Peter Benson.
Good old Peter.
Yeah.
And he's still here.
He's still here.
It is day one of the Static Radio Share-a-thon. If you would like to donate to the station, if you believe in the ministry, if you believe in what we're doing, please donate. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. And we want to help you out. We want to hook you up back. If you believe in the station and you want to give, we're not trying to give you free things so that you'll donate, but we do want to bless you and say thank you for giving. So if you alongside us, it does. So if you come alongside, if you decide to be a monthly donor with us, we've got a CD to give you. We've got right now Dave Gatt here, owner of Square Root Salon. We've got some Square Root Salon gift cards that will help you beautify yourself. And or maybe just, you know.
We're blessed with someone you know.
Right. Or hook it up for somebody else. So throughout the day, we're going to be doing cool things like this. A lot of great partners. Big thanks to Square Salon for supporting Static Radio.
Cool. Thank you.
Man, thank you. And of course, coming up October 12th, the art benefit at Square Root Salon, which is 800 3rd Street, Suite C. And website, can people find more information online?
You know what? It's very limited.
Okay.
I mean, you could probably go to our Facebook, Square Root Salon Facebook page.
All right.
And see something there and like us if you're there. And just get a hold of us. If you're an artist, send some photos to info@squarerootsalon.com.
There you go.
Attention art show or something of that nature. And love you guys. I think
love
you guys are awesome.
Love you, man. So, love you, Dave.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Right on.
We got to take a quick break, but the phone lines are still open. We have operators hanging out, and
we
just
have
heard from
operators.
Raul. We have operators.
See, we're back in this problem
that's
with is
awesome.
It, are people donating? Are people getting operated on? These donors,
operators, donors. Am I freaking you out with all these medical terms?
And don't forget, guys, we have our buddy Bawataba.
Over in
Austria. He said he will match the first $500 that was raised for Static Radio.
That's so right.
There are people that are in this with you.
Yeah, he did his part out in Austria, listening through the app and online. He webcam in the morning at mystaticradio.com.
He sent that in, and we were like, let's put another shrimp on the barbie.
That's not...
And we're so excited.
Okay, yes.
Thanks again, man.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party
now.
Static Radio. Was that?
Then show us you care.
I'm really tired. Really tired.
I see what you did there.
Hair.
Speaking of hair, Square Root Salon, been kind enough to help us with our Static Radio Share-a-thon. It's day one of Share-a-thon Fall 2013 because we couldn't think of anything clever.
Booyah.
That's right.
No, we thought of some clever ideas.
We ran out of joke money, so we're calling it Share-a-thon Fall 2013.
We decided all of the jokes should be in the, advertisements for it.
Yes, because the joke was on us because we were really clever with our last Share-a-thons, and people didn't get it that we actually needed money.
They had no idea what was happening.
That's right. We are listener supported.
Oh my goodness.
They were like, spring bling, I'm going to wear all of my braces. Yes.
So here's the deal. Let's make it as clear as possible. We are a listener-supported station. We depend upon you, the listener, to financially contribute to the station. We do have a pretty awesome list of Klingons. That would be our monthly contributors.
Oh, the Klingons.
You guys are amazing.
They're awesome.
Yeah. And so it's because of you that we're able to keep going. We have people who say, hey, every month, I'm going to give you $30 a month and hope it helps. And let's be honest, $30 a month.
I'll tell you. Let me be honest with you about it. $30 a month is $1 a day. Now,
right.
I don't know how many of you go to gas stations and purchase beverages for upwards of $3.
Yeah.
Maybe you go to Starbucks and buy a coffee for upwards of $4
to
$5 every day.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
And we think that everything is so tight, but if you go and look in your closet and you see your 80 pairs of shoes, you might notice that we kind of tend to spend our money before we realize it's gone.
Yeah.
And then we feel really strapped. But the cool thing is you're probably not ever going to feel like you've got tons and tons of money just to throw around. But wouldn't it be great if you looked at the end of the week and said, you know what? I know I did one good thing with my money. I helped Static Radio to stay on the air, and there's ministry happening right now. Even though I'm not listening to the radio, who knows how many people are being impacted.
Yeah.
And it's because I gave a little bit of what I had, my $1 a day. I was able to set it aside so that Static Radio could have a future and so many people could have the love and life of God in their lives.
We just got a phone call from Raul, who came along as a monthly contributor, who spent the last 20 years locked up and said, hey, for the last 20 years, I've been listening to this station. And it changed his life. It pulled him toward Jesus Christ. And for the last 20 years, he was locked up and
helped him hold on to hope.
Hope
for 20
yeah.
years.
20 years.
In one of the in probably the darkest place. One of the darkest places.
Yeah.
In the United, you know, here in the USA
right.
at
here
least.
The, yeah.
On
yeah.
Earth.
So. Unreal. So
man,
if
that's
you
crazy.
If
think
you,
about that. That's
yeah.
insane.
If yeah, just think about that for 5 minutes.
20
and,
years.
So
people.
Thank you to all of our donors for the last 20 years because you had a hand in that.
Absolutely.
And who knows what kind of light he was in the life of other people in that prison.
Right.
Because you know he was shining God's light
Amen.
In that prison where we can't go.
Yeah.
Think
absolutely.
Of that. That's what we're talking about here when we're not just begging you for money. This is
yeah.
this is a real thing. This is something that Don and I believe in so much that we are literally moving across the country because this ministry is it's really one of a kind.
Yeah.
Being in a band, you know, a Christian band and touring this country, there I can't think of another station that's like this that I ever encountered.
Literally, no. And I feel like I've been to all of them.
Right. And it's just a special thing. It's such a special thing. And I really, really believe in it. I hope you guys do, too. And this
yeah.
is a great... We really need your help, and it would be awesome.
And we want to help you out back. Anybody who donates $30 or more, if you come alongside us as a monthly contributor, we've got gift certificates to Square Root Salon to help you out with that. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, but I don't need a haircut. I use... clippers, and I shave my head every month.
Well, maybe you need
got
a birthday
mom,
present. Yeah.
Or maybe you got a sister or a girlfriend or a wife or a brother or whoever that could use a haircut.
yeah.
I'm telling you, that's
hey,
just
maybe
one
you
thing.
Got a homeless guy who you walk by every day on your way to
Boom.
Work.
Yeah.
That would be huge.
Who really could use someone to just care about him.
Gosh, that would be... That's incredible. There you go. Don, you know what? Me and Matt, we're just going to retire.
She has the biggest
out.
Heart.
I know.
Her heart is as big as all of the ocean. And that's why I love her.
Yeah, so there you go. We also have a prize closet full of CDs. We got iPhone 4 cases, custom Static Radio ones. We've got Static Radio t-shirts. We have grab bags of comic books, and
yeah.
we're going to get to that in just a minute with Comics Corner.
We're going
to
do some comics.
Yes, we
and
are.
And all these things have been provided by awesome businesses who believe in what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you believe in what we do, call us right now. The phone lines are open. 1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Maybe you're listening online at your cubicle at work, or you don't have time right now to call in, but you are online. MyStaticRadio.com. There's a giant donate button. Donate right now. It's quick. It's easy. And we, being that we are a nonprofit ministry, it is tax deductible. So everything you contribute, yes, it is tax deductible.
There you go.
It goes to help you out so that the IRS at the end of the year doesn't try and take you a bunch of your money.
And they will do it.
Totally messed
they
up.
They will do it.
They'll get you now.
They
trust
really,
me.
Yeah. So
listen,
this could help.
Rich businessman.
Maybe you...
This is a tax-deductible gift.
Maybe you live in New Mexico, all right? Maybe you don't make a lot of money. Maybe you're a teacher, and you just found out that you have something going on in your body that's not working out, and all of a sudden you decided that you wanted to start cooking crystal meth. All right,
wait.
And you have a lot of money
like
that you need to funnel
of something.
Don't
yeah.
buy that car wash. All
Don't
right,
buy the car wash.
Give it to Static.
Give us
you,
your drug money.
Are you suggesting that we should become a laundering
Steve-O,
mechanism?
Did you
for
see what just happened?
Crystal methamphetamine sales?
John, you already took all the good ideas.
We're trying to come up
with
ideas.
You're being serious, and we just can't keep up.
We're terrible communicators. How did we get this job?
Well, then talk about the free stuff for Pete's sakes. I can't do it all.
We've got T-shirts. We got iPhone 4 cases.
Hey, you know what? Let's throw it into Comics Corner.
Let's do. Are you ready to do that?
I'm ready for
Don,
it.
Are you ready to be a special guest on Comics Corner?
I love Harley Quinn from Batman.
That means yes. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Oh, nerds.
To the idiot mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them because we're really.
Comics Corner!
Let's do it, Eric. Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4! Someday we're gonna have words for a theme song.
That day will never come.
Ever!
Ever.
It is Comics Corner. Welcome to the show.
Woo!
Big ups to Astro Zombies.
Yes.
Astro Zombies, supporter of Comics Corner and helping nerds everywhere.
Nerds everywhere.
Astro Making Zombies. It super cool and vibey downtown.
That's right. 505.
So, speaking of Astro Zombies, they have been wonderful to us. They have donated comics week in and week out. We get to review all the latest comics. And not only do they do that.
And grab bags.
Yeah.
Am I
they
right?
Hooked us up. You're right.
They hooked us up, y'all. We have, there are these really popular little
Funko Pop
doll things.
They look like bobblehead dolls, sort of.
You are not selling this well at all.
They don't bobble, though, right?
They don't bobble.
They just look like it.
They stand there.
But anyway, they're awesome.
I've got two.
If you're a fan of the Big Bang Theory TV show.
Yeah, I was going to say the TV show, not the theory.
Hilarious. Yeah,
not the theory, the show. Or even if you're just a fan of the theory and you love these little Pop Funko dolls. We have two variants of Sheldon, right?
Sheldon Cooper. We've got two exclusive Astro Zombie variants. Of Sheldon Cooper from the Big Bang Theory, one sporting a Green Lantern t-shirt, one sporting a Flash t-shirt.
The Flash!
Here's the thing. These were very limited edition exclusives, and we only have 6 total of these. So if you call in and donate a minimum of $30 a month, you have to sign up to be a monthly contributor. We're going to hook you up with one of these Sheldon Cooper exclusive variants. We're also going to hook you up with a grab bag of 10 comics. We got like a Captain America grab bag. We got an Avengers grab bag. We got all kinds of different grab bags as far as the comics go.
We have a few Batman grab bags.
Monstrous shout out and thanks to Astro Zombies, astrozombies.com, for supporting Static Radio. But it is Comics Corner. It's time to be nerds.
That's nerd.
All right. What did you read yesterday?
Okay, guys. I am currently reading, well, we're all reading, and you know for the past few weeks we've been talking about it.
Yeah.
Marvel's big crossover event is called Infinity.
Yes.
It is the Marvel-verse universe-spanning event.
Marvel-verse universe.
And I say Marvel-verse because it's multiple universes within the Marvel.
That is what we call Univi.
Univi. It's the Marvel Univi spanning Univision. Anyway, Thanos... Who, if you ever saw the Avengers, was
the purple guy.
He was the creepy guy at the end of the credits or whatever, and he's like, "Who just turned around and smiled at me? Who was that? Yep. Who was that guy?"
Yep,
That was Thanos.
Yeah,
anyway,
it was.
He's plotting this huge thing, and then you have all these other like builder guys coming in, and they're all fighting, and then who's standing up to them? The Avengers, we're crazy.
Most of the Avengers though are off Earth.
Yes.
And so
they are off Earth in space. But this week we actually had the Mighty Avengers tie-in, which is like Spider-Man, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, some other spider guy, a lady named Spectrum, a light person, or maybe that is Spectrum. Anyway, all that to say, the Avengers are in space. There's a few people left in New York to fight. And so they're
all
like,
the aliens.
We're going to be the Mighty Avengers because we couldn't go to space. And we're still here on this world.
Because we can't fly or breathe in space.
I am scared of rockets.
But
so
I
they
have
stayed.
The proportionate strength of a spider.
Boom. And I'm Luke Cage. No, nothing can hurt me.
Yeah.
So they're here.
Except
and they're,
for space.
They're fighting the... Yeah, except for space. It's really the fear of space.
Shut up,
it's
Dawn!
It's not necessarily space.
You have nothing to fear.
Hey, except for space.
We're
except
talking
for
about
the
comics.
Fear of space itself.
If you're going to shoot holes in the plot of comics, then you just get out.
This is comic time.
But don't go far, because when we need to get serious,
I'm going to have to go see it in the comics corner.
Oh.
Don't put me in the comics corner, guys.
Gosh,
that's
that
what she just did. She got it. Anyway, yeah,
that's
so
good.
Infinity is happening. Also read some Spider-Man stuff, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And but it's like the Superior Foes of Spider-Man. It's kind of a funny book. It's about... they call themselves the Sinister Six, but there's only five of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's this group of, like, C-list bad guys, and they're just
trying
trying to get, like, that big score. And, like, the main one is Boomerang, who is so lame. It's Boomerang, the Shocker, Beetle.
This is pretty incredible.
It's hilarious.
It's so lame.
Boomerang.
It's great.
The Shocker.
Yeah.
Go
well,
on.
It's Beetle. There's a guy named Speed Demon.
Oh, I heard about this. Okay. They're bringing back these old characters,
right? Any comic or any medium whatsoever, like, we obviously like to make fun of ourselves constantly.
What?
Anybody who can break it down and just know, like, this is kind of ridiculous.
These are the lame ones,
cool,
right? And
yeah,
they're bringing them back and revitalizing them. Yeah. I think I heard this on the Batman on Batman.
But in a funny way.
Yeah, they're working with... with an unknown benefactor, but you know it if you've read the first issue. It's the Chameleon.
No!
It's not a big spoiler alert.
Yeah,
it's right there.
He's on the cover.
It's so funny because they're this ragtag group of just, you know, criminals, and they can't pull it together.
They can't rob a bank.
They're constantly fighting.
They're
constantly kicking each other out of the Sinister Six, even though there's only five of them.
Hijinks.
And it's actually a... funny comic.
It's one of the better.
It's pretty good.
Superior Foes of Spider-Man. Also this week, Forever Evil number 2 over to the DC side that releases today. And in typical Marvel versus DC fashion, Marvel's having this huge galactic crossover universal event.
Infinity.
So, of course, DC right now has an event where Superman and Batman, also known as Owlman.
Owlman.
Power Ring, which is Green Lantern.
Superman is Ultraman, right?
Ultraman, yeah. Ooh. All these other superheroes from a parallel universe cross over to our universe. But guess what? In the other universe, they're bad guys.
They're bad guys.
Whoa,
and
what will the Earth do?
Well, they killed all the Justice League, so everybody's gone. So it's the bad guys are ruling everything, but... the interesting thing is now the bad guys in our universe are saying, wait, but we were the bad guys.
We want to be
but
the worst guys.
Those are like the really bad guys.
Man.
So now the bad guys are kind of uniting and saying, well, no, you can't do that because that's just wrong.
You can't do that on television.
So the bad guys are becoming the good guys. I'm so confused.
Yeah, it's called Forever Evil.
It's Forever Evil.
It's
Forever
every
evil.
Title, right? Every title in the DC universe has been flipped on its head.
I was singing for them.
Oh, okay.
Like Batman had like a billion titles, and it's like Joker, Catwoman,
Forever Evil number 2,
It's
out today, and I will say this, it's been pretty interesting to see what's happening, because in the other universe, they know the superheroes, secret identity, so they've already revealed...
Oh, shoot.
I won't say who, but they've already revealed one major character to the world saying, look, this is your hero, and this is his real name, and this is his social security number. And you're like,
and he lives
don't
on
give
Charlie
out your social security
Street.
Number!
Not trying to call DC out, but Marvel had a little thing called Civil War a few years ago.
They did that to Spider-Man.
Maybe they already did that.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's enough time.
There's nothing new under the sun, guys. Come on. It's been since the Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
the first awesome comic book.
Comics Corner.
Wait.
There it is.
The Bible's a
comic
book?
Corner. Actually, you can get that
Did you ever
version.
Have the picture Bible?
I did not.
I had the picture Bible.
Really?
I really did.
I had the Adventure Bible. And
is that
there was
like a manga Bible?
You could write in it.
No, the Adventure Bible, Picture Bible, it was like an infomercial when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they went, you remember, and they made the whole Bible into a comic book. The coolest panel of the whole Bible was when... Elijah got taken up in the chariot of fire.
Yeah?
Ooh, that sounds
rad. That was the coolest one. And every time I would go to church and I would take the picture Bible, like I was going to use it.
Right, right.
I was a little kid. And then no matter what he was preaching on, if he was preaching on New Testament or Revelation or whatever, I would just turn to the page
of
where he got taken up in the chariot. And
please turn in your
it.
Bible to the picture where David is holding Goliath's head.
If you can find it. It was confusing, though, because there weren't chapters.
Exactly.
No, it was like, what?
The picture Bible.
You'd be like, turn to Zechariah 3, verse 6. Nope.
Chariot of fire! Boom! Oh, yeah!
That was
me.
Oh, man. Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies. Thanks to those guys for helping us out week in and week out. And speaking of helping us, they have blessed us.
Blessings.
We have some exclusive Sheldon Cooper action figures.
Yes, we posted a picture on Facebook.
We need to talk to our operators. Yeah, yeah. We have bags of comics, too. Yes.
We have bags of comics.
So here's what we got.
Sacks and sacks of them.
If you call now, 1-866-730-4921. It's 1-866-730-4921. Up for grabs right now. We do have the CD of your choice, if that's what you want, or a Static Radio t-shirt. We've got custom iPhone 4 cases. But this hour, Astro Zombies been kind enough to help us out with six exclusive Sheldon Cooper variant action figures. They're Funko Pop figures. If you collect the Funko Pop figures, you know what we're talking about.
Yes.
We posted a photo on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You can see them. But if you come alongside us as a monthly contributor, for $30 or more, we've got a Sheldon Cooper action figure. We've also got a cool little Astro Zombies keychain. We've got a grab bag of 10 comic books in there. And all you got to do is call us, 1-866.
Just give us a call.
730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Shock Therapy Live with Pastor Nate. We'll be doing that this morning. Part of our Static Radio Share-a-thon. Speaking of reasons why you would want to contribute to the station, just another aspect of the ministry here. Pastor Nate Heitzig coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But yeah, speaking of cool aspects of the ministry,
I would love to hear about them.
I'm about to rock a culture shock, if you will.
Let's do it.
Yeah. This one coming from Mumford & Sons. The song's called Roll Away Your Stone. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static. Yep.
All right.
No. Here we go. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
31.
It's 31, everyone.
Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Woo! Happy Wednesday.
Big shout out to Astro Zombies, astrozombies.com. Also, Square Root Salon supporting us for our Static Radio Share-a-thon. It's day one of our 3-day Share-a-thon. If you would like to donate to the station, phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. It's 1-866-730-4921. We're a listener-supported station. Maybe you're just joining us for the first time because we have the lead singer of Firefly in studio.
Ah, here I am.
And her husband.
I'm still here.
This guy.
He's in a band, too.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, so,
I care.
Thank you, Don. Thank you for caring.
I am particularly fond of
my friend here does not care.
I care.
No, you don't.
I more importantly care that you are my co-host.
Yeah.
You are here every day.
You don't want me being a band no more.
Nope. So, I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding.
Steve-O is trying to destroy Christian music.
I do not want to do that.
By recruiting every member of every band you like.
Yeah. Speaking of Steven Christian from Amberlin will be joining us in studio.
Woo!
Soon.
Woo!
Yeah.
At some point during this
lovely
long,
day.
Long, long, lovely, wonderful day.
Lovely
That's right.
Day.
I'm excited.
Day.
Hey, it really is awesome outside.
It's beautiful,
the
right?
The sun came up.
Yeah.
We get here before the sun comes up, people.
Right.
And but it came up.
It came
it
up
did?
And it is beautiful.
That's great news.
Yeah. Yeah, just look at that. There's a couple windows right beside you.
Coming up at 9 o'clock, Pastor Nate Heitzig joining us for Shock Therapy Live. I want to remind you guys, we are day one of our share-a-thon. We got a lot of stuff we want to give back to you.
We have so much stuff.
I mean, not just the fact that we already give you the best morning show in the universe.
Team Awesome Morning Party now.
The greatest rotation of music in the universe. I mean, right? Right?
We play Walking Tree. Where else you gonna hear that?
Most importantly, the lead singer of Fireflight joining us. All right.
Her name is Dawn, right. Like the sunrise.
I was born to rise early and speak to you on the radio.
That's true.
True story.
Very
you
true.
Should just quit Fireflight and just be Steve-O. Be the third.
Oh, it's funny that you mentioned that, Steve-O.
Because you have just...
But more importantly,
and now everyone hates us.
The
now,
reason why okay. I'm here is because I believe in Static Radio, and yep. So does our friend from Austria. So we want to let you know
that
Baba Daba from Austria has offered to match the first $500 donated
yes.
today, and that's what we're working towards right now.
Yeah.
So your gifts can help this station survive.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. If you come alongside us as a monthly donor, $30 or more, we've got iPhone 4 cases, we've got a CD of your choice, we've got t-shirts, we got, this hour right now, we've been talking about Comics Corner, the fact that we're nerds.
Absolutely.
And our dear friends who are also nerds over at Astro Zombies, they were kind enough to give us
My boy Mike.
Really awesome Sheldon Cooper Funko Pop. Yes. Exclusive action figures.
Scooter, I love you.
There are three Flash t-shirt wearing Sheldon Coopers. Three Green Lantern Sheldon Coopers.
I don't know if you guys are into obviously we are dorks.
Yep.
And so we know about these little Funko Pop things.
Yep.
But they're just cute little action things. And they're great.
Yeah, they're cool.
I got Dawn a gift. I've gotten her two of those. I got her a Harley Quinn one.
Yep.
Harley Quinn, like I mentioned in the beginning.
And I also got her a Daryl Quinner. Yep. From Walking Dead.
Boom. Yes,
two of my favorite characters. And maybe you're thinking, I don't read comics. But maybe you can understand how maybe you sometimes feel like you're not the coolest guy in the world or gal. Well, good news. Neither are we.
Yay.
And we're here to tell you that you're awesome.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm the coolest guy in the world.
Other than Mateo.
You can tell.
Yeah, obviously.
So we're here, just regular people, talking to you every day, letting you know that God loves you no matter who you are, whether or not you like stuff that everybody thinks is cool, or maybe you really like stuff that people think is dorky. That's okay.
That's
because God made you the way you are.
That's true. Also, we're going to be talking to Joe Rickard from the band Red.
Yeah.
He's the drummer, and he, along with a couple other buddies, have started a clothing company called Stay Easy Clothing.
Yeah.
And he's worked it out. He was like, yeah, dude, I would love
Let's
to help
up.
Out. So he's hooked us up with some shirts. We're going to get more info from Joe later on.
Yeah,
and that's
something
amazing. That's definitely cool.
Yeah,
you know,
that really
there's
is.
No gray area with that one. So maybe if you guys are out there who know that you are definitely cool, this is for you.
So all you need to do is fix that hairstyle and you'll be like, good to go. Well, Square Root Salon wanted to help you out with that. They have been kind enough to help us. If you donate $30 or more, come alongside us monthly. We have gift certificates from Square Root Salon. We also have, as I mentioned, the Astro Zombies gift bag, which has 10 comic books in it. It's also got that exclusive Sheldon Cooper action figure. There's so many different choices, but you have to call now.
Call
1-866-730-4921. We have the operators there. They can take you through everything we have to offer coming up. We've got Winter Jam tickets.
We've got tickets to Benjamin Dunn.
Yeah.
We've got tickets to the Rise from the Grave event that's going to be featuring the Almost.
Yeah.
We have tickets. Tickets on tickets, y'all.
We want to help you out for supporting the station because we know that, in this economy, money gets tight and you're like, okay. Let's be honest. The first thing that goes is the support to the nonprofit ministry.
First thing that goes is that $1 a day.
Yeah.
Because you got to buy a lot more food because you're so stressed out.
Yeah. And so,
talking to
Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, that really is the first thing that goes. Lately, a lot of the nonprofits across the board in the Albuquerque area and everybody we talk to, that's it. That's what's down. The giving is down. The donations are down. And because of that, unfortunately, you've seen some incredible ministries have to close their doors.
Yeah.
And we don't want to be one of those ministries.
We don't.
No way, Jose.
We know that it seems tough because a lot of times, you are like, I can't give this extra money right now. But then really look at what you're getting because I know for a fact, as well as you do, that most coffees at Starbucks cost between $3 and $5.
Yeah.
So we're talking maybe what? $30 a month?
Yeah, one less a week maybe.
Yeah,
one,
so you don't get a few coffees or you. Instead of ripping that CD off the internet because you're obviously not going to buy it, maybe you just say, I'll support this radio station.
Yeah, absolutely. Phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. We want to give back to you for donating to the station. So as I said, our operators are standing by. There's a laundry list of amazing things that we want to give back to you, but you have to donate. Donate now, 1-866-730-4921. We have a ton of CDs courtesy of Tooth & Nail Records. Archibald, local band to Albuquerque, they sent us a stack of CDs to give away as well to the listeners who donate to the station. And so we just want to say thank you for contributing to the station that you love, that we love. So let's be like-minded. Give 1-866-730-4921. It's 1-866-730-4921. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we've got Shock Therapy Live. Right now it's the Daylights. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static Radio.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
I love this song.
Steve-O.
Buen dia.
Mateo.
Buen dia.
Don't
Buenos
tell.
Dias.
Don't get you.
Ah, yes. It is Static Radio. Guten Morgen. Bringing you the single greatest morning show in the universe, featuring the three of us. Dawn,
it is the greatest one that features the three of us, that's
really
for sure.
Is. Really
the
is.
Best of all that feature us.
You got me. Static Radio, we're a listener-supported station. We need your help.
Yeah. Hey, Dawn, tell them about the status that you just posted.
All right, we've just put up a status. I can't read it from here very well. But the basic gist is, what we want you to do is to write in or call in. And we all know that giving is better to give than to receive.
This
and
is true.
If you've actually put yourself out there and tried it out sometime, we know that you've had amazing results. So what we want to hear back from you, when's a time that you gave up your time or your money or your resources of some sort in your life to give to something that you believed in, and then you've seen that those actions have a lasting impact? We want to hear your stories about how giving has changed your life while you changed someone else's.
Yeah. That's right. Send us your letters.
Ooh, send your letters.
Send it.
Send your letter. Ooh, send your letters.
Speaking of giving and receiving, when you give, you shall receive.
Ooh.
Oh. Here's what truth. We got right now. All right? Fans, listeners, if you love the morning show and you want to hang out with Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh my gosh.
We've got a Team Awesome dinner party.
Dinner party.
Dinner party.
Shall we dress
it's gonna be
up?
A lot like Dinner for Schmucks. So you should watch that ahead of time.
So?
If you're interested in a preview.
Oh man. Yep. That's right. Team Awesome dinner party. We've got dinner courtesy of Texas Roadhouse.
Whoa.
They've been kind enough to jump on board and help us out with this. If you donate,
jump on it.
One time donation is $500. We only have two of these.
Only two.
Two of these.
Two dinners.
It is
get in while supplies last.
That's right. It is a dinner for you, your family, and Team Awesome Morning Party.
And I will make a promise to you: I will not smack.
Oh, thank you.
The entire time.
So much.
And neither will this guy.
I will try hard. It's steak. I can't make any promises. We're talking yummy wonderfulness, all right? Yeah. So it's not like, hey, man, hey.
Take it to McDonald's.
Dinner with the DJs, and we're going to Mickey D's. Go
also, Steve-O made a promise off of air. He said that if someone will call in and make a one-time donation of $1,500. You heard it here first.
He will shave
his face.
Steve was hearing this first,
into
too.
Into a youth pastor goatee mustache combo, and he will leave it there for 3 months.
I did not.
He made that promise.
No, I did not.
He will shave his face into a youth pastor goatee mustache combo.
You got to do this for the ministry.
For 3 months.
No, I will not.
$1,500.
Steve-O, think of the ministry, Steve-O.
Dude, the ministry?
Think of the ministry.
That is not nearly enough.
Didn't you shave your head?
Yeah, it was $10,000.
Wow, that's incredible.
Steal, people.
$10,000.
For only $1,500, he will get a youth pastor.
I will not. I'll tell you right now, don't you call and donate. I will not.
It will hold for 3 months.
Wait a minute. Maybe it was Matt who said that.
You heard $1,500. What it really was $15,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, it was
you,
really...
you would hold. Okay, 6 months.
No!
If you. No, listen. Listen to this.
6 months?
If, yeah, $15,000?
So
are you kidding me?
$15,000.
To have a youth pastor goatee for 6 months?
Goatee Dawn. Mustache combo.
$15,000?
Don.
Chrissy would love it.
Donathan. Donatello.
Let's think about priorities and value systems.
Yes, Steve-O. You brought this on yourself, buddy. I'm sorry. I got to step
here's
back.
Here's one thing. If you will donate $500, I will shave my mustache, y'all.
No, oh, my gosh. We will let you wax Dawn's mustache, all right?
I don't really have one.
She doesn't have a mustache. Oh, my gosh. Somehow this is going to come back to haunt me.
Yeah, because you're the idiot that opened your mouth first and decided to start talking about that. There's no way I'm shaving.
I'm not the guy promising to shave my face, Steve.
Just about no amount of money is worth shaving into a youth pastor goatee.
Is $15,000 for this station worth it to you?
Listen, youth pastors all over the country have given up control of their facial hair when they chose that ministry.
Yeah, but they also chose that goatee.
They chose the ministry and the goatee chose them.
I'm going to look like Walter White from Breaking Bad.
You are! Oh my gosh. You're going to look great.
You're going to look so good.
So what's wrong? I mean, look.
You know what?
Eisenberg was impressive.
Let's break it down. Let's come down. Not 15,000. 10,000.
No! Yeah. I'm not bartering with you.
You're right. Not 10,000.
Okay,
not
people, you got to call in and tell us your story.
5,000. 5,000.
We're descending into madness.
1-866-730-4921. That's 1-866-730-4921. That is the phone number. If anything, I would shave into a Ron Swanson. Is that his name, Ron?
Oh, yeah, yes. That's him.
I would rock a Magnum PI mustache. My wife would kill me.
I'll do it.
You should have to pay to do that yourself.
Team Awesome Mustache Party.
Okay.
Wow.
If somebody makes a one-time donation of $10,000 or more,
yeah,
we will both shave into Ron Swanson power stash.
This isn't fair. Your wife isn't here regularly to be grossed out by your mustache. How long do we have to wear them for?
We will wear them for a month solid.
A nasty Magnum PI mustache.
Of just pure unbridled mustache. Just power.
We will post photos every single day to ensure that, yes, we kept to the deal.
Yes, we will.
To resemble Ron Swanson is an honor, and I don't appreciate you guys acting as though it's a sacrifice. And I don't think our listeners are going to buy into that either, because look at him. He's our generation's dude.
It's going
okay?
on Facebook. All right, how much is the donation?
$10,000. $5,000 a mustache, basically.
Yep,
how's that? All right? If we can raise $10,000 for Static Radio, we will look like idiots for a month. Absolutely.
Just a month? I think it should be three.
3 months?
Are you trying to raise money or not? Hey, I'll do it.
3 months.
Mustache.
My dad has a mustache, and he looks awesome.
So does my dad.
3 months, Mateo.
I'll think about this.
You say things and you don't think about them.
I'm going to stand by what Steve was saying here about Matt saying things and not thinking about them.
I'm down for this. That means I'm super tired and I'm making crazy promises. Just give me this.
505-338-3700,
right. The studio
line.
That was probably somebody saying, I'll do it.
866-730-4921 is the phone number. That's 1-866-730-4921. Here's what's going on. It is our fall share-a-thon. We are a listener-supported station. It's because of you that we're able to do the things we love to do. Play awesome music, have this here morning show, afternoons with Celeste, middays with Mitch. We've got Shock Therapy Live coming up in just a few minutes. And, man, the app, the Translator Cities, if you're listening all over the nation, it does cost money to keep that going. So the phone lines are open, 1-866-730-4921. Static.
Hey, it's Nate. How you guys doing?
Hey, buddy.
Woo.
Hey, I'm on my way. Are we doing our thing today?
Heck yeah, we are.
Okay, good time. Hey, I've got to get a clarification here.
Okay.
So is the mustache deal that's going on, is that a one-time donation or just if you guys raise that much money?
That's a one-time donation.
It's
got to be powerful. This mustache is going to be powerful, and that's got to be a
it's
powerful
be
donation.
Nate and I had mustaches, and my wife hated it, and it was awful, and we
But here's the thing, we've seen Steve-O with a mustache. It's not worth paying $5,000 to see him with a mustache again. You know, that's not exciting.
That I enjoyed. This would be, gosh.
But you guys have never seen this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
With a power stash.
Now maybe if I could get a picture of you guys giving each other a mustache kiss, that'd be worth $10,000.
Oh, jeez. That's called blackmail,
Shock
sir.
Therapy Live. Shock Therapy Live.
Shock Therapy Live.
Coming up in just a second. That's our boy.
That's our boy, Nate.
We'll see you soon, Nathan.
I'll see you guys in a second.
All right.
Bye, buddy.
Gosh. 1-866-730-4921. You know how everyone has that friend that always just takes it to the next level?
Yep.
Somehow, Pastor Nate Heitzig is that friend for me. He's that guy. And
no
we have a talk
coming.
Show. We have a talk show coming up in just a few moments. Obviously, running a little behind on that because it's our share-a-thon and he's not here yet. So, 1-866-730-4921. How about this?
Okay.
How about this?
Should we drop the price a little bit?
No. We shouldn't drop the price. I think we should raise the price. Right now, here's our goal. Here is our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is 100 new monthly donors.
100.
Right now, I went in there, and I know we have a handful of new
monthly donors. We're taking your one-time gifts, and that's awesome. People are calling in and donating, you know, $30, $50. But what really helps us, because bills actually, I don't know if you guys know this, bills come every month.
It's true. We get them every month. I've seen that in my own life.
And so when we have monthly contributors, it really, really helps this station. So our goal is 100 new monthly donors to Static Radio to come alongside us with in a capacity of at least $25 or more. If you come alongside us and do that, what do we say? When we reach how many new monthly contributors? If we reach the goal of 100, or do we want to try and get a certain amount today?
What will we do?
This is like... Mustache hair on the line. I've got a really good idea that I'm not going to share on the air because I have to authorize this with my wife.
All right, we'll talk about it.
We will. Because our very first share-a-thon, I did shave my head for a good chunk of change.
You know, Steven did that, right?
I want to see lightning stripes in the sides of y'all's heads.
I'm growing this beautiful mane out.
There was a show that just ended on Sunday that was a big part of New Mexico. We kind of have the facial hair. Yeah. We could easily.
I can't shave my head.
If we reach our goal, I look like Walter White.
I can't shave my head, though. I can't do it.
We're going to talk about this.
I have taken the Nazarite vow just now. Just now in my head. It just happened. Nobody can change it. Sorry.
1-866-730-4921. That's the phone number. We do have two dinners available with Team Awesome Dinner Party. It's going to be Mateo, myself. We'll take you to dinner. It's on us. We're going to Texas Roadhouse. We ain't going cheap, y'all.
We ain't going cheap.
Go big or go home. We're talking like the fully loaded baked potato. We're talking that Caesar side salad. We're talking the biggest steak you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, man, that sounds like a little slice of heaven to me.
I'm just saying, we're talking about hilarious conversation and an evening with us. So all you got to do, one-time donation of $500 or more, you can kick it with us. And we're going to rock a dinner party. It's going to be a lot of fun. But you got to call 1-866-730-4921. It's 1-866-730-4921. Maybe you want to come alongside and contribute to that our monthly donations. Because we need your help. We need those monthly donors. We've got CDs. We've got T-shirts. We've got a grab bag of comic books. We have a different comic package courtesy of Astro Zombies with some exclusive variant action figures for all of us nerds out there who love collecting cool stuff. We also have some entertainment packages. We've got some movie packages. We got all kinds of stuff, but you've got to call our operators.
And here's the thing. We're throwing out big numbers to you, and I know it sounds ridiculous. What? $500 to hang out with those guys? That's stupid.
Except that's
every stupid. But what's not stupid is you being a part of this awesome station and coming alongside us to tickle us. Hey, Nate. To come alongside us and help us out as we're ministering to people and trying to be funny.
That's right. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, Shock Therapy Live kicks off. And, of course, it's part of our Share-a-thon Fall 2013. We're going to be talking a lot during Shock Therapy Live about what this station has meant to you. Because, let's be honest, Shock Therapy Live, that hour, is really for you, the listener, dealing with issues. And we've gotten some incredible phone calls.
Yeah.
Raul called this morning, who was in prison for 20 years. And for the last 20 years, the call letters, KLYT, has been on his radio. And that is what he said got him through, what lifted him up, what drew him closer to Jesus Christ. And man, he came alongside as a new monthly contributor because he's out of prison. He said God has blessed him, and he was able to help us out. And that blew my mind. And so if for no other reason than to be a part of something that God is working in and doing, join us. 1-866-730-4921. Right back, Shock Therapy Live. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
Static Radio.